An email yesterday telling me that somebody was busy with a swim, which, we know that people have been swimming between Robben Island and a couple of landing points on the Cape Town shoreline for a while now, but this was going to be the first ever successful breaststroke crossing by a woman. And we didn't have time to do this yet. Yesterday, so we're doing it now, and the swimmer concerned is Kim Prites, who's on the line to us now. Hello, Kim.
Hello, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Why is it important to state breaststroke? Do most people, almost everybody, do it crawl? Why is the stroke significant?
I also wanted to just say it was the normal swim, which I have already done in 2019, is the Robben Island to Big Bay. This was Robben Island to Melkbos, which is 10Ks, and I did them both in breaststroke. No, it's just my favorite stroke, John, and it hasn't been verified yet by the Open Water Swimming Association, but there is no other recorded woman who's done it in breaststroke on both of those legs.
So, why not? Because yeah, I think most people who swim only very casually will find that breaststroke is, even the particularly inelegant breaststroke that most real non-swimmers do swim, is easier than crawl. So why would most people, for an open water swim like this, use the crawl stroke?
I think perhaps it could also just have been the simple fact that they didn't have rules for breaststroke. So it may be that it's not as significant as all that. You know, it might have just been like now they do. They check your every stroke and it's a proper verified breaststroke swim, and that hadn't been done before. So yes, you're right. Quite possibly the longer swims that are recorded could have been partially breaststroke, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, that they check you, and if you do 20 meters of doggy paddle, they disqualify you.
Yes, you're disqualified. I had my first attempt at Robben Island Big Bay. I had a shark scare, and I just went straight into crawl to the boat. So that was it, disqualified. It was actually a dolphin, but anyway. Yeah, so that's, no. You get disqualified for one single stroke.
And there's somebody watching you that closely, Kim.
Well, yes, actually they are. They're meant to. I mean, they're sitting there in the boat, keeping a strong eye on you, the crew, the one who's not riding, not the skipper. Yeah. Mm. So, no. Seriously, they do. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not perfect, but they are. They're keeping an eye on you.
And most people do swim crawl then, and most of the men swim crawl as well.
The men and the women. I think it's just considered the most expedient and fastest way to do it. So I'm considered a little bit crazy in actually choosing it and saying I'll go in the water longer, because I love my breaststroke, and that's what I've chosen to do. I want to do more swims in breaststroke, because, as I say, now I'm actually swimming for Capricorn this time, and hoping to do more good causes from now on. You know, now that I've sort of verified I can do this.
Capricorn being
Capricorn Primary School. I'm a karate instructor, part of a team of karate instructors that teaches karate at Capricorn Primary. And there's just such a great food need with COVID. So we're doing I'm actually collecting donations for the school. And then they'll do a food distribution from there. So, I swam for the school this time.
And you do this, I mean, I've had so many conversations over the 23 and a half years that I've been broadcasting with people who've climbed mountains, ridden backwards on camels over deserts and all this sort of thing. And I don't know if it is more meaningful if you're doing it for a cause rather than the not unimportant cause of pushing yourself to your own limits. That in itself is an important cause, surely.
Absolutely. So the first time I did it, and the second time, because the first time wasn't successful, So I had that shark scare. I had to get onto the boat. So I had to do it a second time. Now I'm talking about 2019, the normal one to Big Bay. That was just digging deep within. I wasn't even sure I could do it. So that was definitely that. But this time I thought, I knew it was the mind. I knew that if I worked with my mind, it was possible if I had a good day. And so then I thought, no, I would love to add a cause. And also with COVID and everything, I really was hoping that it was just like a little spark to give people something positive, actually.
I'm surprised that you took fright at a dolphin thinking it was a shark. I mean, you're a karate instructor. I remember Professor J.L.B. Smith in the 70s saying that if a shark comes towards you, punch it on the nose, and you would be able to give it an upright smack with the ridge of your right hand, which will be as hard as steel from all that brick breaking that you do.
I just obeyed the crew. They just, their eyes were like as wide as anything. I didn't even see the fin, and they just gestured, and I thought, obey them now.
Okay.
So it wasn't really me. It was them.
How difficult is it to complete the swim? I mean, you've mentioned it's in the mind. How much does it challenge you to complete this 10-kilometer open water swim in water, which I don't know what the temperature of the water was last yesterday, but it's often not
14.
Very okay. It's not too bad, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, after a while, it does get more than two. It does get, I have to say, John, that my karate training, I've got an amazing instructor, Bruce von Rensburg. That has prepared my mind for this. I find it easier than karate.
Really?
So, yeah. I actually find it, I find the swim, because all I have to think about is one stroke after another, and I've done a huge amount of meditation and mind work. So I don't allow thoughts of sharks to settle in my head. I just say, you could be here, but I'm not interested. So I just swim, and I love, and I truly enjoy it. I also do a thing that I pretend.
Some
my
people
chest
enjoy
is on fire.
Lying on beds of nails, so it's not that
bad. I truly enjoy it, and as I say, I do this thing where I pretend my chest is on fire, and it seems to help me because I don't get too cold. I feel sort of warm.
Warm
my extremities, I feel cold. But excuse me?
You feel warm and fuzzy because you know you're doing something good. Kim, thank you very, very much for talking to us, and congratulations on yet another successful swim across the ocean.